أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, today we will look at the longest ayah of the Quran, literally the longest. It is ayah number 282 of Surah Al-Baqarah. I'm not going to go into each and every aspect of this ayah. I'm going to summarize it, and I'm hoping that you're going to read through each aspect of this ayah. The detail Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives is absolutely phenomenal. You know, in this day and age, when we write contracts for loans or for anything for that matter, we find that our lawyers put in so many T's and C's, so many terms and conditions, that sometimes we scroll through all of them and we say, you know what, we're going to just sign at the end. Here Allah in detail gives us how to record loan agreements, basically the fundamental ethics of how to write it down. It's phenomenal. So I'm just going to go over the salient points of this ayah. I'm hoping you will read each part of it. So basically, the ayah tells me that first of all, when you engage in a loan agreement, which is set for a time period, you must write it down. It must be clear. It must be documented. The time period must be clear. The person writing it down must be absolutely just. And when somebody has a talent of writing it down, they must offer their talent to the community. And that goes for any talent for that matter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that there should be witnesses. And then he says these witnesses should not refuse to be witnesses. And then he says there should be detail in this loan agreement. He says, وَلَا تَسْعَمُوا أَن تَكْتُبُهُ صَغِيرًا أَوْ كَبِيرًا. You know, you've got to put every single detail in here, the time, the due date, unless it is an immediate transaction. So that's where the delivery of services has happened straight away. You gave the money, you got something back in return, and that was it. So in that case, it doesn't need to be all this detail here. And the ayah ends with Allah saying that وَلَا يُظَارَ قَاتِبٌ وَلَا شَهِيدٌ. The writer of the loan, the one who wrote the agreement, and the witness should not be harmed. But it also means that the one who wrote the loan and the witness should not be those who cause harm to that loan with any covert activity. Because it says if they do that, وَإِنْتَفْعَلُوا فَإِنَّهُ فُسُوكُمْ بِكُمْ. If they do that, then they're definitely crossed the lines. They've transgressed. And it ends at وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ. Be God conscious. وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. And know this, Allah is teaching you something. He knows all things. So the lesson from this long ayah is basically document everything. Make sure everything is clear. No ambiguity. Because when it comes to money, when it comes to things like that, oh my goodness, things just go AWOL. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are just, make us of those who are clear in our transactions, and make us of those who know how to document things. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.